A controversial American dog trainer says he's still coming to New Zealand to run a seminar despite a petition against his entry to the country. Dog behaviourists and trainers don't want Jeff Gellman to attend an event. They want it called off because they believe his techniques breach the animal welfare code. More than 8,500 people have signed a petition calling for the Ministry for Primary Industries to ban the Auckland event because they say he uses abusive tools. Mr. Gellman says he's been receiving daily death threats from people opposed to his practices, but he still plans on coming to New Zealand. Charlotte Cook reports.
A video of Rhode Island trainer Jeff Gellman hitting a dog over the head has circulated international media. It's a technique he calls bonking, where he tightly rolls a towel and hits it over the dog's head. Shock collars and prong collars, which are banned in New Zealand, are also part of his repertoire. But he says despite the uproar and dozens of daily death threats, he will still be coming to New Zealand in July.
The original video we took and posted has been doctored for an agenda. We specialise in the most difficult of dogs.
Dog behaviourist Kelly McFarlane says she started the petition because his techniques are abusive, old and outdated and shouldn't be condoned in New Zealand.
We do also have scientific proof that using harsh punishment on dogs actually does create more problems and actually creates fear, and they certainly lose their trust in people, and we then start to see other behavioural issues arise because of the anxiety that the dog is suffering.
Ms. McFarlane is concerned Jeff Gellman's promotion of shock collars and bonking to a New Zealand audience will only cause more problems for dogs and their owners. But the Ministry for Primary Industries says it won't be intervening to prevent the seminar in Auckland. It says best practice is to train dogs calmly and patiently using positive reinforcement, and that dominance should not be established by physical punishment or processes that are psychologically harmful to the dog. MPI says electronic devices should only be used when without them the dog would be euthanised. Companion Animals New Zealand's General Manager David Lloyd says he would prefer Mr. Gellman wasn't coming to New Zealand to share and promote his abusive techniques. He says they've been working for the past year to create an accreditation system, providing both regulation and recognition for dog trainers.
We just need to make sure that people are treating animals ethically and training in the least aversive way, in a fear-free sort of way. Basically what we're trying to do is stop the psychological and physical abuse of animals. And the second thing is, how do you know you're hiring someone that is going to treat your animal ethically, and what does that actually look like?
While Mr. Gellman says his trip is going ahead, his social media sites have been disabled today and tickets to his seminar in July are no longer able to be purchased. For Checkpoint, Charlotte Cook.